I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Cal Thomas, friend of the show. He's a regular right here this time on Wednesday's mornings. Cal, good morning.
Hi, Mary and Vince.
Morning.
So, Cal, did you see that meeting yesterday with the president, surrounded there by a bunch of lawmakers talking about DACA? Did you watch that yesterday?
Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off it. I mean, it was the ultimate reality TV. I mean, let the sun shine in, Age of Aquarius. It's wonderful.
Cal, here's something that the president had to say yesterday, just a little snippet of something the president had to say yesterday, and a lot of people are reacting to.
This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love, and we can do that.
Yeah, it should be a bipartisan deal, he said there as well. A lot of people saying a bill of love. Doesn't sound like he's going to be super tough on immigration, does it?
No, I understand as soon as he said bill of love, Bill Clinton called him up and said, what's this about? a lot of conservatives are worried about this. I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to rebut this I'm mentally challenged business that's been thrown at him, that Republicans are rigid and they don't care about other people. So I understand all of that. But when you're making deals with these Democrats, and by the way, did you look at the body language of my good friend Steny Hoyer sitting right next to the president? Looked like he'd just come from a funeral. It was amazing. Not a smile on his face. Even little Dickie Durbin from Illinois to the president's right was smiling. But the real danger in this, guys, is if you make a deal to legitimize these so-called dreamers before you get a deal on the wall, before you get a deal on border security, as House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said and Senator Lindsey Graham reiterated, we don't want to be back here in 3 or 4 years doing the same thing over again. This has happened before. Republicans have agreed to something. Democrats have not followed through, and the importation of voters, which is what the Democrats are really all about, continues.
And that's the ultimate. I mean, think about it. If President Trump does sign whatever they put on his desk, he said, I'll sign whatever you bring to me. I trust the people in this room. And they do bring to him a clean DACA bill, which means these people get amnestied. Here they are with nothing else attached to it. And then the Democrats do play him and they go back on their word and the Republicans get nothing. That's the ultimate, because it shows Trump as weak. It shows him unable to make a deal. It shows him as a fool. And I think it really hurts him with his base.
Yeah, I agree. And we've seen this play before. This is nothing new. You may remember Bush 41 with then House Speaker Jim Wright. Bush had promised no new taxes, read my lips. And then they come up with this deal that, we're going to reduce spending if you agree to a tax increase. So Bush signs off on the tax increase, breaking his campaign promise. Does he ever get the spending reduction? And that's what a lot of people are worried about, especially conservatives. We've been to this rodeo before. It rarely turns out well for conservatives. And I think the president better be very careful about this. He is not experienced at this sort of thing. And he better look at a little history or he's going to get his pocket picked again.
Cal, you know, we've obviously found out a lot of information from watching that meeting yesterday. But what about the process? What about the idea of just holding that meeting in public? Were you happy to see such sort of like unprecedented transparency for a negotiation with congressional lawmakers?
I was, and I'd like to see more of it. I mean, these people are supposed to be representing us. We see all of this stuff done in secret, guards at the door, no media presence, or they come in and take a few pictures and then leave while the real business is going on. A lot of this stuff is done in the dark at midnight, behind closed doors, super secret, and then we're supposed to buy this stuff. I think the more fresh air you can get, the more sunshine, the more publicity, the more openness, the better it is for the people who elected these characters. After all, they're considering legislation that affects us more than it does them.
Yeah, I imagine Democrats were a bit caught off guard by this, because normally the customary procedure here is that you just bring in some reporters for a pulse spray. They take a couple photos, as you said, and then they leave. These Democrats were put in a position they did not expect. All of a sudden, all of the negotiating that they were going to have there put on national television.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very good policy and one that ought to be continued. I'm for television cameras in the Supreme Court. Listen, this is our government. We have a right to know what's going on. We elect these people. We pay these people with our tax dollars. They can pass laws that regulate our businesses, start wars or end them, raise or lower taxes, and do all kinds of other things. Openness and fresh air in a free society is a good thing. I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, I have to agree. Until you said that, I wasn't even thinking, because we do have C-SPAN. But seeing what goes on in these rooms, how the sausage is made, I think that is something that's fascinating. And I wonder how many people who were sitting in that room yesterday didn't really voice their true opinions because the cameras were on. Seriously, I think there's a lot of
people
who
wouldn't want the American public to hear what I really think.
Exactly. So I think that was super important that we got to see that. And I agree 100% with you, Cal. I would love to see this be a thing going forward where we see more of this, to know exactly how the people we have elected truly feel behind the scenes when they're representing us.
Well, you mentioned C-SPAN, and it's, Brian Lamb, who created C-SPAN, has done an incredible job. It's a wonderful thing. But frankly, most people, most Americans, don't watch C-SPAN. These are the people who watch it are just those who are politically engaged all the time. So I think to open this up and to have it on other networks exposes it to people who wouldn't necessarily be watching C-SPAN. And you mentioned a moment ago about people posturing before the cameras and not saying what they really mean. I think if this becomes a regular thing, then I think a lot of these people will be forced to own up to what they do really mean. And they'll be put on record for what they say in these meetings. And then when they vote, the public will be able to say, oh, well, they're being hypocrites because they're voting different than what they just said in that meeting. So that's a very good thing. Secrecy is a bad, bad thing in a free society unless it is absolutely necessary for national security.
Yeah, absolutely. One last thing here, Cal.
Albino, Oprah would be a lot of fun. I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run.
All right, 30 seconds, Trump versus Oprah.
Oh, my. Well, back in the day, I did Oprah's show twice. She always treated me very nicely. I like her a lot. I think she's really good. People think that they can run for president just because their name has been mentioned. You talk about making sausage. This is worse than making sausage. She has no clue of what would be dug up about her, said about her. Running for president is different than anything else. I don't think she's going to do it.
All right.
Why should she?
Yeah, Cal, thank you so much. On that note, we appreciate it. We'll see you again next week, Cal, 6:44.